This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump, in remarks to the UN General Assembly in New York Tuesday, criticized Iran's leadership for its destabilizing influence.
Iran's leaders sow chaos, death, and destruction. They do not respect their neighbors or borders or the sovereign rights of nations. Instead, Iran's leaders plunder the nation's resources to enrich themselves and to spread mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond.
Mr. Trump accused those leaders of embezzling billions, seizing valuable parts of the economy to, in his words, line their pockets and send proxies to wage war. And Mr. Trump defended his decision to withdraw from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement and reimpose sanctions.
The United States has launched a campaign of economic pressure to deny the regime the funds it needs to advance its bloody agenda.
The president said the world's chief sponsor of terrorism cannot be allowed to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons and called for Iran's isolation as long as its aggression continues. In his remarks to the General Assembly, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani denounced the hostile U.S. policy intended to overthrow his government. He said no nation can be brought to the negotiating table by force and appealed for a two-way dialogue. A warning from Peter Salama of the World Health Organization about the Ebola threat in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
A perfect storm of active conflict, distrust by segments of the community, already traumatized by decades of conflict and of murder.
As well as fear of the disease exploited by politicians ahead of an election. He said the WHO has had to suspend work in eastern DRC after a rebel attack in the town Beni. This is VOA News. During his address Tuesday to the General Assembly, President Trump denounced the socialist policies of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, he said, is driving the country's growing economic and social crisis.
We ask the nations gathered here to join us in calling for the restoration of democracy in Venezuela.
Mr. Trump announced new sanctions on Mr. Maduro's wife and top officials. The Venezuelan leader accused the U.S. of waging economic war, but held out the hope of face-to-face meetings with the U.S. leader. Washington is also sending nearly $50 million to help with millions of Venezuelans who have fled their country's shortages and hyperinflation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday vowed his government would continue military operations in Syria despite the pending deployment of modern Russian surface-to-air missiles. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel will continue taking action to prevent the establishment of an Iranian military presence in Syria and coordinating with the Russian military. Moscow has accused Israel of indirect responsibility in the downing of a Russian surveillance plane by a Syrian missile fired at Israeli aircraft nearby. The U.S. Army general preparing to take over command of U.S. forces in South Korea told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the decision to suspend joint exercises with South Korea has caused a slight degradation in military readiness.
I think that there was certainly degradation to the readiness of the force for the combined forces. That's a key exercise to maintain continuity and to continue to practice our interoperability. And so there was a slight degradation. But I have great confidence that General Brooks and the team there have instituted a mitigation plan to be able to sustain that until the next series of exercises are planned.
And General Robert Abrams referred to the pause in exercises as a prudent risk while discussions between the U.S. and North Korea over denuclearization continue. One person was killed, three wounded, when the Moroccan Navy opened fire on a speedboat full of illegal migrants. The boat operator refused orders to stop. Morocco has become a transit point for Africans seeking to reach Europe via Spain. France, Portugal, and Spain have reached agreement to take in migrants from the Mediterranean rescue ship Aquarius, sailing with nearly 60 people on board off the coast of Malta. Italy, which has been the key destination for hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2015, elected a new government that has closed its ports to any more, especially from private groups. U.S. consumer confidence surged to an 18-year high this month with an improving labor market. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank are meeting with many analysts expecting another key interest rate hike Wednesday. Meanwhile, oil is trading to a four-year high with Brent crude nearly $82 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.